Hey there, and welcome back to Work is Third, the podcast that is all about indulging in rest, setting boundaries, finding joy, and putting yourself first. I'm Dawn Hunter, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that I have a t-shirt on today that says, "She believed she could, but she needed a break, so she said no." And this is the energy that I'm embodying in today's episode. And I hope that by the end of the episode that you also feel a little bit more empowered to say no. Today is a special solo episode as we head into the holidays and into the end of the year to reflect on what we've heard, to talk about where we're going, and to share ways that you can be more involved in the Work is Third movement. Now, I've been wanting to do this for a while because there is so much happening inside the Work is Third ecosystem. There's the podcast, which you already know about if you're listening to this, but there's also the Better Boundaries Brief, which is my blog about boundaries in the workplace and the laws, systems, and structures that can support us. There's the Joyful Rebellion newsletter, which I'll talk about more during the podcast today, as well as the companion Joyful Rebellion playlist on Spotify, along with all of the conversations that I've been having with guests and with you. I'm going to talk about all of this today and share a few of my favorite joyful moments as well. So the power of the pause has come up frequently on the show. So think of this as a little bit of a pause, a deep breath, a moment to reflect and check in, and a little bit of here's what you can expect moving forward. So why this episode and why now? I get asked all of the time, if work is third, what comes first and second? And the answer that I always give is whatever you want that is not work. What we've learned from guests is that that can be yourself, that can be God or another higher power that you believe in, that can be your loved ones, your art, and so many other things. In fact, work may not be third. Like Dr. Tanisha Freeman Foster said during her episode, work might be 10th. And honestly, there are days that for me, work doesn't even make the short list. But also, this podcast is about so much more than answering that question. Work is third, in my mind, is a movement. I started this because I have a dream that we are having a national conversation that changes our relationship with work. As employees, as leaders, and as organizations. And perhaps most importantly, that we don't forget all of the other things that help us to live full and joyful lives. Now, that can be a lot to think about, living a full and joyful life, especially in the current cultural moment. We've had guests like Jamila Weathers and Jen Sachs, who talked about the challenges of uncertainty for federal workers. And we've also heard from Miranda McDaniel and Noel De La Cruz, who talked about the difficulty of doing social justice work in increasingly polarized times. And I've been affected myself as a federal subcontractor, as a DEI and racial equity expert, and as someone who is deeply committed to creating communities where everyone can thrive and be healthy. But this time of year is also difficult because many of us are challenged by family relationships, past trauma, seasonal disorders, or really just a year that feels like it's been a decade. I've even had this conversation with myself of whether I should be doing this podcast, talking about joy and rest and play when the world is on fire. And my answer to myself is always a resounding yes. I am not letting anything take my joy, and neither should you. Rest is resistance. Joy is resistance. Healing is resistance. We survive challenging times by taking care of ourselves, by taking care of each other, and by not letting systems of oppression win. If you've been listening to the show or you know me in real life, you know that I have hard boundaries around what news I consume right now. I stay informed while also protecting my mental health. And I share that because no matter where you are in life, whether you have it all together or you're struggling to keep your head above water and to block out the noise, know that you are not alone and that in this Work is Third movement, there is a person or a conversation that could be just what you need to connect with. So let's dive into some of the things that I'm excited to share with you and have been building as part of this movement. The first thing is my bookshop.org list. Why? It's the holidays. What better gift than a book? So if you know me in general or you have been listening to the podcast, you know I love a good book, including my romantasy novels. And if I've mentioned something on the podcast, 9 times out of 10, it is on my bookshop.org list. And that includes top books mentioned by several guests, including We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers and The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. But what I did is I finally put all of those books that have been referenced across Work is Third episodes in one place. Although chances are I am probably missing some, you can find most of the references there. And these include leadership books, boundaries books, and books about rest and joy, grief, creativity, healing. It is all there. It is a one-stop shop if you've ever thought, what should I read next? Or if you've listened to an episode and you said, I want to learn more about that, I've got you, fam. Plus, the best part is that bookshop.org supports local bookstores, and my list is currently supporting my favorite local bookstore, Book and Bottle St. Pete. Plus, if you didn't catch my conversation with owner Tara Dunham, you are in for a real treat. She famously said that right now in her life, work is first and second and third, and that is just the season that she's in. It is a funny and heartfelt and vulnerable episode, and it's one of my favorite conversations. So be sure to check it out. And also, Tara recommended Ina Garten's Be Ready When the Luck Happens, which will tie into one of the themes that I will mention later in the episode. On this book list, you can also find other gems, including The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer, which was suggested by last week's guest, Adam Wilson, Start With Why by Simon Sinek and Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, both of which were suggested by guest Lynn Gallagher. And we actually did some of the worksheets in Designing Your Life together as part of our Power Squad, which you can learn about more in Lynn's episode. Another great book that's on the list is The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. And this was recommended by Danielle Roberts, which ties in to the theme of grief and loss and transition that has come up repeatedly on the show. And finally, another good example is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, and this was recommended by Kimberly Green Warren. So head on over to bookshop.org and take a look. I will also post the link in the show notes. The other thing that I've done that I absolutely love is made the Joyful Rebellion playlist on Spotify. Now, I mentioned that I love it. I have listened to this playlist many times, and I always ask guests to contribute a song. It's a genre-defying powerhouse list of power anthems and liberating vocals. And then I realized that I don't actually talk about this during the episode with guests, so that's a silly mistake on my part, and now I'm going to be more intentional about it. I will be bringing this up with guests during our conversation. But to get back to the playlist, I love it because it's full of songs that remind you to take up space, to choose yourself, to rest, to say no, to be bold, to soften, whatever your version of rebellion is. Some songs are fun, some are grounding, some are straight up, I'm reclaiming my time energy. You can use it as your morning soundtrack, a midday reset, a boundary setting vibe, whatever you need. I often put it on in the car when I'm on my way to Zumba. One of my favorite guest additions to the list is Janet Jackson's Pleasure Principle. One of the lines in that song is, I'm not here to feed your insecurities. Couldn't love that more. That song was suggested by Dr. Brittany Peters. Her episode is wonderful. So give us a follow on Spotify, the Joyful Rebellion playlist, and jam along too. And speaking of Joyful Rebellion, if you are not on the newsletter yet, you've got to subscribe. So every other week, I send a brief newsletter that talks about what I've been up to in my consulting work, along with an interesting data point and why it matters, a recent edition of both the Better Boundaries Brief and Work is Third, a relevant quote, a journal prompt, and an affirmation. And I close with a reflection about what's happening in the world, in the workplace, and in our lives. In the most recent edition, I talked about grief, grace, and gratitude, which included a link to my recent blog about grief and bereavement policies in the workplace. I also shared a prompt about how you have navigated grief in your own life, along with an affirmation about how we can hold space for both grief and joy, knowing that they can coexist. And then there's the 5-Minute Rebellion, which is just a quick, bi-weekly microdose of rebellion against grind culture. And honestly, this is probably one of my favorite things. It's a reminder that your worth is not tied to your productivity. The last 5-Minute Rebellion was encouraging a holiday slowdown. For example, crossing something off your to-do list that doesn't really matter or that someone else can do. Delegate, delegate, delegate. I always share why this action is rebellious for all you overthinkers and overanalyzers who are wondering why you are getting this email reminder to step away from work and have fun. So those alternate. You get the Joyful Rebellion and the five-minute rebellion alternating every other week. The next thing that's important to me is that I also want more of you in this podcast. So if an episode resonates with you, if you have your own boundary story, or if something I said made you rethink your life a little, send me a voice note. I want to start weaving your voices into future episodes. Real stories, real boundaries, real moments of rebellion. I know I am not the only one who has been in a shitty work situation. I am not the only one who has been burned out. And as you have heard from our guests, they've been through it too. So you can go to workisthird.com and you can scroll to the button that says leave me a voice message. I'll also include that link in the show notes, but I really would love to hear from you. For me, Work is Third is a way to share stories about how people are living joyfully and taking care of themselves. And your voice should be part of that conversation. So I hope you'll contribute. And honestly, doing this episode is a reminder to me that I want to do a better job of connecting all of these dots each week. The guests, the themes, the quotes, the playlist, everything really is building toward a bigger picture. So consider this my on-air accountability moment. Work is Third is a movement, and I will be bringing all of the pieces together more intentionally. So let's dive into some of my favorite insights and observations from the show. To start, here are a few quotes that have stayed with me. The first is, make room for the magic. So I went to an art show tonight, and there was a poetry reading, and there was a discussion with the artist afterwards, and one of the artists was talking about how to make space for creativity and to have an openness that allows ideas to come through you and be brought to life. And I loved hearing that because it is exactly this idea behind making room for the magic. It's also something that's discussed in the book Big Magic, which is on the bookshop.org list. And this quote is from my conversation with Tara Dunham and several other guests where we talk about being too busy for the magic to happen. And I am the guiltiest of the guilty when it comes to being overcommitted and having a full calendar. But one of the things I've learned from these conversations and over the course of this year is that making room for the magic really does allow more connection, more creativity, and more opportunity to flow your way and more healing. Which leads me to the second quote, which is, you are your best project. And that is a quote from Adam Wilson's episode, which was last week. And I really love this because you have to take care of yourself first. You are going to be with yourself until the very end. So why not give 100% to you? Which leads to the next quote, which is Megan Albertson's, my best hours are for me. And here's why I love this quote, because she also said that her job deserves her best work and she's willing to give it to them between the hours of 9 and 5. Now, first of all, I think it was absolutely hilarious when she said it, but also so truthful. And I hope one day to get to a point where I can just say that to someone and not bat an eyelash. But I love this idea of that my best hours are for me. Why would you, if you are your best project, give your best hours to anyone else? And speaking of being overcommitted and trying to protect your hours, one thing a day. That is my favorite quote from Dr. Hilary Van Dyke's episode. And this was from a conversation that she was having with her brother, and they were making plans for the weekend. And she was trying to figure out how to coordinate doing all the things. And he said, or you could just do one thing a day. And her mind was blown. And honestly, my mind is blown because I am that person that I will have like 4 things and I'll figure out how I can do all of them and coordinate transportation and arrive late to this thing and stay here for 30 minutes and then go to the next thing. And it's ridiculous. So I love this idea of one thing a day and honestly also no things a day. And that leads to the next quote, which is, peace is what I'm protecting now, not productivity. I'm doing one thing a day or no things a day. I'm protecting my peace. I'm not being productive if I don't need to be. And I'm the only one who gets to say if I need to be. So that is from Jamila Weathers' episode. That was actually the very first guest episode. So I hope that if you haven't had a chance to check that one out yet, that you do. And then last, but certainly not least, and certainly not all, my legacy is that I enjoyed every day. That's my Black girl magic. That's Dr. Nicole Taylor. Love her episode. In fact, we recorded probably 2 hours of content. That is how much fun we were having. So I love her episode. I hope you check it out. But I really love what she said. My legacy is that I enjoyed every day. I was content every day. That is magic indeed. So I have learned something from every single one of these guests, and I hope that you have too. And I would love to hear a favorite episode or quote from you. So what are some of the top themes? You've heard the quotes, you've heard about the playlist, you've heard me talking about some of the books that are related to topics that we've talked about on these episodes. When I zoom out and look at all of the conversations that we've had over the last few months, there are some very clear themes. And I am a, you know, I'm a data nerd, I'm a research nerd. So I love thinking about how things tie together. And so here's a handful of themes. Number one, listen to your body. So many guests have talked about the experience of burnout, of being ill, of illness forcing you to change your lifestyle, to change your habits, or to change your perspective, and then learning to recognize the signs so that you don't have to go through that again. Number two is letting go of perfectionism and the need for control. I am a recovering perfectionist myself. I loved my conversation with Lavanna Roth, where we talk about this in a little bit more detail. But it really is important that we let go of the idea of being perfect, which is often the enemy of the good, as the saying goes. Number three is understanding how guilt drives our behavior. One of the things that you'll hear is guests talk about how they feel driven to say yes or to, you know, modify their boundaries in some way because of guilt, because we feel obligation. And it's important that we understand how that affects our behavior. It's also important, number four, that we understand and acknowledge present bias. And so that is our tendency to think about our current self rather than our future self. And one of the things that I've shared on a past episode is that I have a post-it note that has two questions that I use to help me in decision making. And those two questions are, will it make me happy? And does it benefit my future self? And sometimes there are other questions, but that has really helped me with decisions of all kinds, big and small. Number five, in terms of themes, is breaking free from conditioning and generational patterns. Now, I don't know about you, but I really, until I started doing this podcast, had never really thought about the idea that we are conditioned from a young age to go to a building, to sit at a desk all day, to do work, to turn that work in, to have someone approve it, to decide whether or not we get promoted, and what we get to earn certain achievements and go on to the next grade. And honestly, that was a little bit mind-blowing for me. But in addition to that, we've also talked about generational patterns. And these are patterns that we've inherited from our parents, from our grandparents, from our community, and we think lessons that we've learned about what it means to work and what it means to be successful. And one of the things that's emerged as part of the conversations on the show is understanding that we get to define what success looks like. In fact, part of the Work is Third movement is redefining success on our own terms. So number six is sitting in stillness and slowing down. Now, this is something that I really still struggle with, but it's so important. So many guests have talked about the importance of pausing, of being quiet, of being alone with yourself and being comfortable with that, and learning to have a slower pace and trusting the timing of your life. And it's something that I'm trying to practice every day. Number seven is intentionality. You'll hear me talk about that a lot during today's episode, but also you'll hear it come up on pretty much every other episode, which is that we have to be intentional in our approach to taking care of ourselves, to prioritizing our well-being, and to making choices that put work third and put other things first. And it really isn't to say, by the way, that work is not important. It's just that there are other things that are also important. And really, life is too short for us to say that work is number one. And then number eight, authentic connection. I have really loved so much every conversation that I've had on this podcast. And I'm so grateful for all the people who've agreed to be guests, people who are friends, and people who I've just met for the first time. It's really because of these authentic connections and these conversations that are open and vulnerable and honest that we are having, that I feel like that we're generating such rich conversation and narrative around what it means to live a full and joyful life. So these are the foundations of Work is Third. They're things that I've observed. I would love to hear what you've observed. And just a note that this is the energy that we're taking into the new year. You'll continue to hear these themes. You'll continue to hear from guests who can talk about either a specific theme or talk about their own lived experience, dealing with burnout, making different decisions, and choosing to be joyful and take care of themselves and to rest. So one of the things that I do on the podcast is that I share bonus clips. Now, if you are a regular listener of the show, then you know that on Monday, the full episode drops, and on Thursday, the bonus clip drops. And the bonus clip is always me asking guests four questions, which are, what is it easy to say yes to? What is it hard for you to say no to? When it comes to joy, rest, and boundaries, what do you do really well, and where do you still struggle? So I'm going to give you my own bonus clip moment of the day. And if I were the guest, here's what I'd say. I am the guest today, I guess. So what has it been easy for me to say yes to lately? That is easy, reading books. I love a good book. I started out this conversation talking about bookshop.org. I've talked about books that are mentioned on the show. I have been a book nerd since I can remember. I would sit out in my backyard with a stack of books, reading, and I was in heaven. So it's always easy for me to say yes to reading books. I have a goal this year to read 42 books. There are only a few weeks left in the year, and I am at 30. But I also have a stack of books where I have like 20, 30, 40 pages left to read to finish the book. So that is my strategy. Wish me luck. What is it hard to say no to? This one I actually thought about a little bit, and it is hard for me to say no to myself. I have really been wanting to rest and take naps and do less and sit in stillness and farm on Stardew Valley. And I've said, okay, self, go ahead and do that. But in doing so, I've also talked myself out of my fitness routine. And my fitness routine is actually something really important to me that both brings me joy and brings me good health. And so I realized that I've been slacking, and it's been hard to say no to those moments where I want to do nothing, and recognizing that even 30 minutes or even 15 minutes of activity is really important for my well-being. So where am I doing well when it comes to joy and rest and boundaries? I would say that I'm doing well with slower days and with stillness. It is definitely still a struggle, but it is also a major success this year. And I'm like patting myself on the back because it is a massive improvement over 2023. I mean, I really probably had on my calendar on average 16 to 20 hours of meetings every week. And then I was doing work and all the in-between times. I was volunteering. I was doing activities in the evenings and weekends. And honestly, it was just too much. And so I've really loved this year how I've been able to just be more still and to do less. Where am I still struggling? So stillness is actually something where I still struggle. I would love to do better. I would love to continue to do less and to make it just a way of life and to really let go of this feeling that I have sometimes where I'm like, I need to be doing something. Girl, no, you don't. So I'm working on that. But like many of my guests, I also struggle to say no to people that I love. So even when the force is strong for a night at home or a day in my pajamas, I often convince myself to do things or help people, and I don't really love how I feel afterward because I feel like I'm betraying myself in some way. So I'm still working on that, and honestly, like I said, this is probably the most common struggle among Work is Third guests. How do you say no to people you love? How do you say no when people ask for help? That's one of those boundaries gray areas that we explore on the show. And lately, what my biggest lesson is about boundaries and rest is this. I mentioned that I struggle to be still. I struggle to have days where I don't achieve anything, but I am absolutely loving the journey that I'm on. And I'm glad that you're on this journey with me. This journey takes practice, it takes unlearning, and it takes honesty with yourself and with others. I am trying every day to be the best version of myself. And I hope that through Work is Third, that I am sharing stories that you can connect with that can help you on your own journey. So here's the heart of today. I want Work is Third to be a space of authentic connection, a place where you feel seen, a place where you feel inspired, a place where you feel invited to choose yourself first. Because when you do, everything else, work, relationships, community gets better, including you. Work is Third because you are first. So here's your end of year invitation. One thing is that you're not going to get a separate bonus clip from me this week because you're going to get Adam Wilson's bonus clip on this Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. The other invitation to you is to choose joy, to protect your peace, to honor your boundaries, and don't forget to rest. If you love this episode, I hope that you'll share it, subscribe, and leave a review or a rating. It really does help other people to find the podcast and to join the Work is Third movement. Some of the other things that you can do are subscribe to the Joyful Rebellion newsletter, follow the playlist, The Joyful Rebellion on Spotify, explore the bookshop.org list, or send me a voice note. I really would love to hear from you. Until next time, keep practicing a little Joyful Rebellion every day. I'll talk to you next time, y'all. Put yourself first.